WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, October 21st. Coming up, we'll learn how one Midwest town is redefining emergency medical services. That story on community paramedicine from Side Effects Public Media is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. After passing a major criminal justice reform law earlier this year, Democrats in Springfield are pushing for more progressive ideas, like allowing prisoners to vote and expanding parole. But as Hannah Meisel reports, Republicans are attempting to use their limited political influence to block those proposals.
Violent crime has increased during the pandemic, and a recent FBI report found Illinois' crime rate is above the national average. Republicans are trying to capitalize on growing public concern over violent crime and are calling for reforms like longer mandatory prison sentences for gun crimes and fewer opportunities for early release. GOP lawmakers invited Amber Oberheim, the widow of slain Champaign police officer Chris Oberheim, to speak in favor of their bills. Oberheim was killed in a shootout this past May.
Everything that we dreamed of was stolen by a repeat felon with an illegal gun.
Oberheim's shooter, 24-year-old Darian Lafayette, served 60 days after an aggravated domestic battery conviction in 2019 and had previous run-ins with the law. Lafayette was killed by Oberheim's partner on the scene. I'm Hannah Meisel.
From now through next Friday, Champaign County residents who have failed to pay fines related to traffic tickets, DUIs, and various criminal offenses can pay them off without late payment fees. It's part of the Champaign Circuit Court's annual amnesty event. This year, the event has been expanded to 3 weeks, 1 week in May and then 2 weeks at the end of October. Circuit Clerk Susan McGrath says her office is trying to make things easier for people struggling through the pandemic.
It really was just to recognize that people have some different kinds of things going on in their lives regarding their finances, and just to make sure that we were doing what we could to help them.
Residents can pay their balances online or in person. You can visit champaigncircuitclerk.org for more information. In three Urbana elementary schools, most students take COVID-19 tests once a week, and they barely have to step out of their classrooms. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has more.
At Leal Elementary School, Latrina Jones herds kindergartners into the hallway to take the Binax Now COVID-19 test.
Thank you. You come on out and get your swab.
Here some you go. Kids wipe the swab around their own nostrils. Some wait for an adult to do it for them. Jones is a COVID tester for the Urbana School District. Her role is part of a pilot this fall at three Urbana schools. The district often gets questions about expanding the pilot to the other three elementary schools. John Gutzmer is the district's chief information officer. He says they're not ready.
Right now, our biggest constraint is staffing. We've been working really hard to hire extra CNAs and extra testing staff. So if you know anybody who's looking for a CNA job, send them our way.
By the end of the day, Leal Elementary will have tested between 350 and 400 students for COVID-19. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign County public health officials reported 39 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. The number of active cases is at 362. That's down more than 70 over the last week. Carle Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, reports 38 patients hospitalized with COVID-19, the lowest number since early August. 13 of those patients are in the ICU. Still to come, a new approach to emergency medical services is trying to prevent emergency medical calls instead of just responding to them. That story from Side Effects Public Media is next on 217 Today.
These days, there's no shortage of news, but not all sources are trustworthy. In honor of U.S. Media Literacy Week, Illinois Public Media is asking, who's in charge of the news? Join us all next week to learn about the growing news desert in Illinois and find out whether new laws can save local journalism. Find our special reports on WILL Radio, TV, and IllinoisNewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. One Indiana community is redefining emergency medical services. Typically, an ambulance arrives mid-crisis, but a new approach called community paramedicine is trying to prevent the emergency altogether. Side Effects Public Media's Carter Barrett looks at whether one town's success can be replicated.
It's a September morning, and community paramedic Darren Foreman is on the way to his second appointment of the day.
Every social has a medical aspect, every medical has a social aspect. Mm-hmm.
We pull up to a modest-sized house. The front porch is decorated with pumpkins and corn stalks for fall.
Good day, young lady.
Can you say hi?
Hi, guys. Hi. Did I bring a friend?
Foreman is in charge of Project Swaddle, which aims to provide health care to moms with risky pregnancies, both before and after giving birth, in an effort to reduce maternal and child mortality rates and supplement a growing obstetrics health care desert. Ashley Newkirk, 31, is part of Project Swaddle. She gave birth to her third child, Wilder, 5 weeks before.
Like for the baby, he checks like his heart rate and he listens to his chest and weighs him and measures his head and his length. And then he gets my weight and my vitals, make sure we don't have any questions. And if we do, he answers them.
Good. How's our head strength today? You need to do the head up? Like, leave me be, dude. Not going to do it. Okay, I get it.
Newkirk enrolled in the program for this baby because she developed gestational diabetes with her first pregnancy.
When we have a mom that's not really maybe expected to go all the way to term or maybe not even be able to get to, you know, viability, and we get them all the way through, there's just no better feeling. I get that picture of the baby in the hospital with the mom and all's right with the world. It
does. So this approach, it's called mobile integrated health or community paramedicine. The idea is to meet people where they are. In Crawfordsville, the teams drive to people's homes, to places where the police are involved, scenes of overdoses, and people threatening suicide. EMS Division Chief Paul Miller of the Crawfordsville Fire Department says being invited into someone's home helps them get a fuller picture of someone's situation.
Provide more holistic services, make sure all the social determinants are taken care of, and really identify needs that would be hurdles to keeping somebody healthy.
The aim is to improve health outcomes, connect EMS, patients, and doctors, and lower costs by reducing hospital admissions and keeping people out of assisted care. And because it's such a new program, there's not much data on its efficacy in Crawfordsville, but research on similar mobile health programs supports this. In addition to Project Swaddle, the department assists people struggling with substance use disorder, fall prevention, people with chronic illnesses, and improving vaccination rates.
Typically, fire departments, 80% of their call volume is actually in the medical nature. We need to get upstream a lot of these healthcare issues preventatively, and we can do it through community paramedicine.
And now some are asking if Crawfordsville's program, where several factors successfully came together, can be repeated.
Our idea was to take the model that is in Crawfordsville and then replicate it in at least three different locations with different set of resources and different circumstances than Crawfordsville.
This is Amna Anwar, Senior Director at Indiana Rural Health Association. She's in charge of a grant to replicate the community paramedicine model. The grant assists hospitals in setting up community paramedicine programs for themselves and then showing them the financial payoff.
I think the biggest aims at collecting the data that we are trying to collect is to show that return on investment.
The investment, she says, is fewer hospital admissions and ER visits, which will lower hospital costs. But it remains to be seen if these outcomes will convince hospitals and communities to consider this type of novel healthcare. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly cloudy and cooler today, with a high of 58 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Olivia Vamos, Emily Hayes, and Carter Barrett. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.